Greetings to all, and welcome to the SMS, the Success Made Simple training series designed to empower, enlighten, and encourage you in 8 minutes or less per day. Our motto is simple. You will achieve success by becoming your best. Our request is simple as well. Send this podcast to your colleagues, team members, even coworkers and friends so they can have some inspiration and information to help them reach their goals. The author and host of today's podcast is none other than D.L. Wallace of the Success Training Institute. Enjoy.
Thank you and greetings to everyone joining us on this podcast today. It's always a joy and an honor to connect with you. Let's jump right into our topic today, and that topic is simply Easy Street. Easy Street. We've all heard the term before, and it is used to describe that place in a person's life when they've accomplished all their goals and objectives, when their hard work has paid off, when their plans have come to fruition. Easy Street is metaphoric, but it's not a fantasy. It's actually a street that exists in everybody's life and business career. It's the end game, as it were. However, it does take hard work to get to the street, and just like any other street, we need directions, because Easy Street is never found by accident. When it comes to running our home-based businesses and this entrepreneurial journey that we've embarked upon, then Easy Street does have a formula. There is a process to making sure that we can get to the street much faster, that we can stay on the street much longer, and that we can help others find the street along with us. Easy is our acronym today to describe the four-step process of making it to where you want to be in life. And we're going to outline the how as well as the what. In this, the E in our Easy acronym stands for education. Now, you may be thinking to yourself, I've already completed high school and I've already gone to college. You may have an associate's degree, a bachelor's, a master's, or even a PhD. However, on Easy Street, education never stops. In the business community, it's not actually called education. It's called professional development. It's called self-development. It's called training. It's improving our individual processes to make us even better. Almost every industry in the world has a formula for continuous professional development. If you're a CPA, then you're required to go through continuous improvement and continuous education in order to maintain your license. Same thing holds true for HR managers. It has the same parallel for attorneys and several different groups. You've got to stay sharp in order to maintain your place. Well, by the same token, it's important for entrepreneurs to have that continuing education. These podcasts are examples of continuing education. It's the focus on learning your industry and committing to training and development. And the way that it is done, the way that we place a high priority on education is, first, it has to be on our schedule. There has to be a set time that we commit ourselves to doing nothing but learning. That time for you may be 15 minutes a day. For others, it may be an hour a day. But there should be a time on the schedule that you're going to do nothing but submit to mentorship and leadership and directions and instructions, where you're going to glean as much as you can from everyone you come in contact with. In football, they've got a starting quarterback, and they also have a backup quarterback. The backup quarterback has one primary job: be prepared for the day you become the starter, because it's inevitable that at some point that backup is going to have to get in the game and lead the team down the field. By the same token, my good friends and neighbors, it's going to come a time when we're not able to simply watch the game, metaphorically speaking. We're going to have to get in it and excel and advance, and education, the more we learn, is the key. The A in our Easy acronym reminds us of the importance of application. Application is simply the art of applying what we've learned. In fact, there are many scientists that will argue that we've not learned anything until it has been applied. You know, they say that once you ride a bike, you never forget how to ride it. Once you know how to swim, you never forget how to swim. Well, when it comes to application in business, it's not that simple. For example, think about algebra and calculus. Many of us took those courses in high school and college. However, if given calculus equations or algebraic equations, most of us couldn't pass the same way we did when we were in high school or college. And the reason is because we're not consistently engaging in that activity anymore. The same token, in business, we've got to keep our skills sharp, and we keep those skills sharp by learning something and implementing it right away. Yes, my friends, doing it right away. I remember once a friend of mine introduced me to a product called wheatgrass. It's actually an organic vegetable, a superfood, if you will. And I learned that one teaspoon of it, one little scoop of it, was equivalent to 2 weeks worth of vegetables. Well, as soon as I understood the benefits of it, I went to the health food store. I got some that same day, and I've been taking it ever since. See, the importance of learning is the application component. You do it right away, and then you do it every day. So it's not just doing it right away. Many people start off on a journey, and they'll do the right things for a couple of days, and then regression sets in. However, what we want to do is not only do it right away, but we do it every day. The S in our EASY acronym is for sharing. Yes, my friend, sharing the vision, the opportunity with someone else you know. Sharing has been something that we've been encouraged to do all of our lives. When we were in kindergarten, we were encouraged if there was a Valentine's Day party or some other type of event at the school, we would not only be required to bring enough snacks or treats for us, but we'd have to bring enough for the entire class. We learned even in our mathematical equations, if Susie has 4 apples and Johnny has no apples, then how many apples does Susie give Johnny for them to have the same amount? Sharing has been ingrained in us. However, it has to also carry over into our business lives. We've got to share the excitement and share the opportunity and share the enthusiasm. Again, not just on social media accounts, but with everyone we see face to face, with every hand we shake, with every eye contact we make. It should be exciting for us to share the journey we're taking, because remember, the journey is supposed to end up on Easy Street. And because that's the direction we're going, that's what we want to share with everyone else. Remember the Wizard of Oz? Dorothy and Toto were going down the yellow brick road. They were looking for the wizard. And everyone they met along the way that had a problem, they said, well, listen, we're following the yellow brick road because we want to see the wizard. Why don't you come join us? By the same token, my friends and neighbors, you are going somewhere. You're accomplishing something. You're going to be the greatest of all time. And as you're on this journey to make those changes and those magnificent developments come to pass, you want to invite as many people on the journey with you because you are going to get there. Finally, my friends and neighbors, that Y in our EASY acronym simply reminds us that we must keep that yearning ability to strive for the best. That yearn, yes, my friends and neighbors, is defined as a deep desire or craving for something. You can always tell when a woman is expecting a child because one of the characteristics of being pregnant is your cravings will change. You may see that woman will want pickles and ice cream, or she may want tacos and chili or something off the wall that she would never want before. Well, you can tell, even though she may not be showing at the time, you can tell based on the cravings. You know that if you see someone in a restaurant and they've got a baked potato and ice cream on top of it, you know that, hey, something's probably going on here. Well, by the same token, when we are packed with potential and pregnant with possibility, then our cravings change. It changes the books we read and the people we spend time around and the places we go and the things we do. How strong is that yearning to be the best in you? How strong is the yearn to make it to Easy Street? How strong is it for you to do the best you've ever done before? We'll be able to tell the strength of your yearning by the cravings you have to get better every day. My friends, we've talked about the way to make it to Easy Street with education, application, sharing, and learning. This call was brought to you by SimplySuccess.com, your online solution to quality professional development training that grows you and your business. Simplify your success with SimplySuccess.com. And remember, whether you run your business full-time or part-time, I thank you for your time. I'm D.L. Wallace, and you are one step closer to achieving your goals.